Chances are that you're familiar with the inane, smiling face of the good soldier Shveik, one of Czech literature's most famous characters, immortalised in the sketches of artist Josef Lada. Well, Shveik has been sent back to the drawing board, perhaps somewhat controversially. Jaroslav Hašek's literary hero has been redesigned by artist Petr Urban, a man famous for his body cartoons often featuring beer and busty women. The new edition of Shveik is being brought out by XYZ Publishers. Its boss, Robert Kubanek, explains his choice of illustrator.
After discussing the situation with distributors and booksellers, we chose Petr Urban, who was very grateful for the offer, and he likes Shveik very much. It was a dream come true for him. His pictures reflect Hašek's philosophy perfectly.
And what is Hašek's philosophy from your point of view that his pictures reflect so well?
Well, I believe Hašek would like Urban's illustrations, their nature, would be close to his heart because the pictures stem from the same traditions of folk humor as the text itself. It's not the only that Urban's themes and topics are similar to those of Hašek, but both authors have similar worldview, similar sense of humour, as far as I see.
Hašek's book, of course, it came out in 1923, and some of the first illustrations that accompanied it were those of Josef Lada, which I think a lot of people here in the Czech Republic and abroad know very well, and really they're very highly respected. Wouldn't you say it's quite a controversial choice to have Petr Urban make new illustrations to replace those of Josef Lada? Because Petr Urban is kind of quite known for the sort of base humour that he uses.
Yeah. I don't think Urban's illustrations should be in any way compared with Lada's or be judged in their light. Urban's work is original, independent, has a life of its own. It has the right to exist just as any other work. I don't think that choosing Urban for Shveik is controversial. I should say that we are not the first publishing house to use new pictures for Shveik. In the 19th, another house tried something similar, using the illustrations of Karel Kloss. And as far as our publishing policy is concerned, Hašek is not the only author who we treat this way. In our book series called The Immortals, we are going to publish other works of classical literature too, with new illustrations. For example, Three Musketeers, Gargantua and Pantagruel, or Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Okay, and my final question is if in the course of this project you've actually been working with Hašek's relatives to bring out this new edition of The Good Soldier Shveik?
We have not. The rights for Shveik are free. That is why we decided to do the title, like the others mentioned above. We think that working with authors, relatives, and other people concerned with all various conditions and demands they could place would be very difficult and which would slow down the projects.
That was Robert Kubanek from XYZ Publishers, who I spoke to